Hi, this is Mary Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Faire on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map. I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, see? See the vortex cycle of darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Good evening, everyone. You are now listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, and for the next hour, we're going back to the 80s, as we do every week here on WMFO. Hope you got to check out Chuck's Cold Turkey special, the post-Thanksgiving Day show. Definitely had some interesting tracks there, some oldies and goldies there. I hope you all had a pleasant and thankful Thanksgiving Day yesterday. I was on the air last night from 8 to 11 bringing you the calorie-free Squid Pod Thanksgiving Day Spectacular. And while I certainly played some of the 80s, I also threw in a bunch of new stuff as well. If you're interested in checking out the playlist and streaming last night's show, you can do so on the station's website at WMFO.org. Click on the schedule link and mouse your way over to the Squid Pod Thanksgiving Day Spectacular. All righty then. Before we start the show, we've got to answer the Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week, and I apologize for posting it late, but I'm blaming Twitter. Certainly not my fault. Okay. Andy McCluskey and Paul Humphrey's project that would eventually become Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark in September of 1978 was named after a vacuum tube pictured on the back of Kraftwerk's Radioactivity. Name that project. And the answer to the Squid Pod trivia question of the evening is VCL-11. Now, the actual diagram of the vacuum tube on the back of Radioactivity says VCL-11. But Andy and Paul named their band VCLXI with the Roman numerals. Kraftwerk was a heavy influence on McCluskey and Humphrey's style prior to forming Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. All right, and if you like 80s trivia, you can always get a jump on the question of the week by following me on Twitter at SquidPodMusic. Every night prior to the show, I'll tweet the question and answer it on air. I also post the answer along with the link for the playlist and archive after the show as well. All righty, let's get down to it. Welcome back. You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Faire. Started off that set here with Electronic from their self-titled debut album from 1991. And we heard the track Reality. Electronic was formed around 1988 by Bernard Sumner of Joy Division, New Order, and Johnny Marr of the Smiths, and later joined by Pet Shop Boys' Neil Tennant and Chris Lowe. And at one point in 1995, they were briefly joined by former Kraftwerk member Carl Bartos. After Electronic, we heard Simple Minds from their Sons and Fascination / Sister Feelings Call album from 1981, and we heard the track Love Song. And we wrapped it up there with Nightmares on Wax, also known as George Evelyn or DJ Ease. And we heard the track Dexterous from 1989 off of the Warp Records label, honoring Warp Records' 30th anniversary this year. Plenty to get to here tonight, folks, so let's dive right back into it with some OMD.
try. Should I live? Should I die? It's a wild celebration of feelings inside. And the beat of my heart marks the passing of time. And I just wanna scream to the sky.
Thank you. skin of snow turn cold. Always cold as the wind that blows through our headstones.
Listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with Savoir Faire on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire. We started off that last set with Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, and we heard the track VCLXI, or VCL11, from their 1980 release, Organization. That's their sophomore release, and the answer to tonight's 80s trivia question. Kraftwerk was in there with Antenna, from their 1975 release, Radioactivity. And that, of course, was also part of the 80s trivia answer for this evening here. The back cover of Kraftwerk's Radioactivity features a diagram where there's a vacuum tube called VCL-11. And that's where Andy and Paul got their pre-OMD name from. So there you go. Soft Cell was in there with Soul Inside from This Last Night in Sodom from 1983. Echo and the Bunnymen gave us the Yo-Yo Man from their fourth album, Ocean Rain, from 1984. And we wrapped it up there with The Cure and Object from their 1979 debut, Three Imaginary Boys. That's right, their 40th anniversary of their debut this year. Unbelievable. Any event, got about just under 20 minutes to go here, so let's hear a little something from X. We'll be right back.
hope it doesn't show. It'll go away. It's just a passing phase. It'll go away. You can't dress nautical, learn to tie knots, take lots of Dramamine out on your yacht. But when you're all alone and nothing bites, you'd wish you'd stayed at home with someone nice. But when you think you made it disappear, it comes again. Hello.
Alrighty, folks, you have been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I am your host, Savoir Fair, and that's going to do it for the Squid Pod tonight. Hope to see you here next Friday night at 10 p.m. sharp, and we'll take another look back at the 80s. We got time for one last track, but let's talk about what we've been listening to. Started off that set with X and The Hungry Wolf from their 1982 release Under the Big Black Sun. Zounds was in there with Demystification. Actually, you know what? I didn't get to play that track. I apologize for that. But what I did play was Sparks and Angst in My Pants from their album of the same name from 1982. Sparks' brothers Ron and Russell from L.A. They've been around since the late 60s, early 70s, but kind of focused more on electronic music in the early 80s after teaming up with producer Giorgio Moroder, who also produced that album. Rush Hour is up next, and Luke's got a special two-hour concept show for us tonight. So be sure to stick around for that. But first, I'm going to leave you. Let's see here. What do we got for time? Well, this should work somewhat. In the background, you're listening to Aphex Twin, and We Are the Music Makers from his Selected Ambient Works, 85 to 92. And I might just let that play out a little bit longer here to buy me some time. But any event, yeah, I'm going to leave you with one last track here. It's a special remix in honor of the 35th anniversary of the first Terminator movie, which opened back on October 26, 1984. And the song is from an Italo disco band back in the 80s, and this is my Savoir Faire Terminator mix. Have a great weekend, everyone. Thanks for listening.
it's very important that you live.
This isn't true. How could that man just get up after you did?
It's not a man. Machine. Terminator. Cyberdyne Systems Model 101.
A machine? Like a robot?
Not a robot. Cyborg. Cybernetic organism.
No. He was bleeding.
They look human. Sweat, bad breath, everything.
Look, I am not stupid, you know. They cannot make things like that yet.
Not yet.
Are you saying it's from the future?
Cyborgs don't feel pain. I do.
Look, Chris, I didn't ask for this honor, and I don't want it. Any of it.
Listen and understand that Terminator is out there. Can't be bargained with. It can't be reasoned with. It doesn't feel pity or remorse or fear. And it absolutely will not stop. Ever.
There's a storm coming in.
I know.
This is John Connor. If you're listening to this, you are the Resistance.
Hi, this is Mary Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Faire on 91.5. WMFO in Medford.
We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams.